The major aid agencies, including CARE, Oxfam International, Save the Children, and World Vision, are warning that the quartet's efforts to improve the situation surrounding key aspects of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict are failing, which is harming hopes for a peace agreement by the end of this year. That goal was set nearly a year ago at a Middle East peace conference in Annapolis, Maryland, and the aid groups say many conditions necessary to bring about successful negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians have deteriorated since then. Juliet Siebold, a Jerusalem-based representative of CARE International and a spokeswoman for the aid groups, says one example is the continued growth of Jewish settlements in the West Bank.
We know that the quartet has spoken out about settlement construction 18 times, and yet settlement expansion continues, and it's taking a drastic toll on Palestinian daily life. It takes away Palestinian land and uses precious water resources.
Siebold says the quartet set other goals, such as improving the mobility of Palestinians in the West Bank. She says, however, restrictions such as checkpoints have increased since the Annapolis conference. The aid agencies say a near total blockade of the Gaza Strip has left 80% of the Palestinian population there wholly or partially dependent on foreign aid. Siebold says the quartet, which consists of the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations, needs to pressure all parties to comply with their obligations under the peace process and international humanitarian law.
The quartet knows how to apply the levers that ensure accountability. They do it in other areas of the world, and they need to have a radical rethink on how to ensure accountability in relation to West Bank, Gaza, and Israel.
The report by the humanitarian and development agencies focuses mainly on the quartet and not Israel's role in the peace process. Juliet Siebold of CARE International points out that with the recent resignation of Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, the political situation in the Jewish state remains in flux.
We need to be patient with Israel. We need to reassure Israel that we are concerned for their security, but at the same time, actions need to be taken to improve the lives of ordinary citizens in the West Bank and Gaza.
Siebold says hopes for a peace agreement by the end of this year are rapidly diminishing.
Well, I think if we don't create the conditions that are right on the ground for peace, it's going to fail. And I think everyone would agree that stability and security and economic prosperity are a prerequisite to holding good, productive, peaceful negotiations.
While Israeli and Palestinian negotiators have met numerous times since last year's Annapolis conference, little progress has been made. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.